From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting after meeting with Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang. In Hanoi, U.S. President Donald Trump says that he is seeking two-way trade with Vietnam that will benefit both countries. He added, "We just had a great discussion about American goods and services coming into Vietnam, two-way street." Mr. Trump also addressed the escalating nuclear crisis with North Korea.
As I said in my speech to the Republic of Korea's National Assembly, all responsible nations must act now to ensure that North Korea's rogue regime stops threatening the world with unthinkable loss of life.
Mr. Trump was asked about being friends with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Strange things happen in life. That might be a strange thing to happen, but it's certainly a possibility. If that did happen, it would be a good thing for, I can tell you, for North Korea. But it would also be good for lots of other places, and it would be good for the world. So certainly it is something that could happen. I don't know that it will, but it would be very, very nice if it did.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy arrives in Catalonia, his first visit since Madrid imposed direct rule on the region. His visit to Barcelona comes a day after Catalonia's battered independence movement staged a massive protest in the city, demanding the release of jailed leaders and recognition of a separate Catalan republic. Rajoy is expected to make a campaign appearance in Barcelona for his conservative popular party ahead of regional elections next month. Spain's central government imposed direct rule on Catalonia immediately after its regional parliament voted for independence on October 27th. This is VOA News. The leaders of Tanzania and Uganda criticized Saturday a plan by the International Criminal Court to investigate alleged human rights abuses in Burundi. A statement from the office of the Tanzanian president said the court's decision compromised efforts of an East African Community Committee charged with seeking a resolution to the Burundi conflict. The committee and a former Tanzania president are leading this. They accused on Saturday the ICC of interfering in the efforts of the EAC. Currently heading the EAC, a regional bloc made up of Tanzania, Uganda, Kenya, Rwanda, Burundi, and South Sudan. On Friday, Burundi's government said it will not cooperate with proposed investigations by the ICC. The East African nation recently withdrew from the ICC charter, but the court argues that the pullout does not affect its jurisdiction over crimes committed earlier. Lebanon President Michel Aoun on Saturday called for Saudi Arabia to explain why Saad Hariri has yet to return to his country a week after the prime minister resigned unexpectedly during a visit to Riyadh. The kingdom must clarify the reasons that have prevented the return of the prime minister to Lebanon to be among his people and supporters, he said. He added that the obscurity surrounding the condition of Hariri means his actions or declarations attributed to him do not reflect the truth. He also said that he and the French President Emmanuel Macron had spoken Saturday about the latest developments, and it is a curious case. Later, Hariri was seen attending a welcome reception for the Saudi king at Riyadh's airport. In Cambodia, one of Asia's poorest countries, the rapid improvement in internet connectivity and availability of affordable smartphones has been a great leveler. Many of its roughly 15 million urban and rural inhabitants have gained in a short time span access to mobile internet and social media, which provide relatively free communications and independent non-government sources information. Some tech-savvy Cambodian activists began to harness the internet to foster social change years ago. Some who are head of the media and the ICT unit with the Center for Alliance of Labor and Human Rights have campaigned online through social media platforms for political freedoms in human rights cases. Also, it is said that the situation of internet freedom in Cambodia is of increasing concerns. And also, the government has said that it is downplaying some of the concerns that they've been having there. The rising online repression comes amid a nationwide crackdown on political opposition and independent media ahead of a 2018 national election. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.